All right, I never boss you around. You book news and views a lot, eh?
Right, okay.
Every day.
Let's have Troy every day.
Every day, let's have Troy on every day. You and Troy just talk. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, how many? You brought six blizzards in, Troy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Troy Delia. So Robbie and I are eating two of them
Moorhead
back here.
Moorhead Dairy Queen.
Joel's got one. I think Rusty stole one. Yes,
Robbie, which one? Have you tried them all yet?
Yeah.
I mean.
I think I've tried four of them.
So
what's
far,
the one you're eating?
It's the what is it?
Chocolate
brownie.
Brownie batter.
I haven't tried that one.
I like the new
the
new cookie explosion. What is that? Is that what it
which
is?
One? We have a couple.
The
of
animal
ones.
Cookie
not
one.
Not the animal.
Is
that one's good too.
Oh,
but
the okay, that's the cookie. Ultimate cookie.
Yeah.
No.
Hello.
Cookie explosion.
That was,
cookie.
Which one? I got a list
ultimate
here.
Cookie. There
no,
you
peanut
go.
Butter cookie party.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Peanut butter topping.
Yeah.
And then peanut brittle, which is like what you put on a cone, a candy
uh-huh.
crunch.
Yeah.
And then
the sprinkles.
Chip cookie
doughs. Yeah, and the and sprinkles,
yeah, sprinkles.
The sprinkles work for
yep.
sure.
Definitely.
Joel just showed back. He came back to the board for the animal cookie one.
Do you
the animal
get to
is fun. One.
Well, the brownie one I've had before. I don't think that's new.
That's not a new one.
No. I haven't
so
tried it.
So I'll swap you straight up for it's good. I'll swap you straight up for the. Here she comes, ladies.
Okay,
and
I got to tell you, this is much better than the Earl's cheesy puffs that we just had in here. So
I saw those walking. Someone was taking them on. I thought, oh, I wonder what those are. Interesting.
Oh boy, do you ever get to come up with your own blizzard?
All the time.
Yeah, but like for nationwide, then they're like,
wow.
Oh yeah, that Troy guy, he's
wow.
at it again.
Or really doesn't like what we do.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
You know what?
So. You rebel Dairy Queen guys.
Yes, I love it. I love that part. Absolutely
our
love
customers
it.
Come up with great ideas.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, all the time.
But,
yeah.
but think about it.
Yeah.
They're sitting here right now going, we're saying the words Dairy Queen all the time. So
that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. So let's do business. You guys talk amongst each other. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, you eat. All right. Tell us the history of the Moorhead Dairy Queen. 75 years.
75 years. Amazing for a
wow.
fast food style restaurant.
For the Dairy Queen, though, I mean.
Yeah.
And okay, so was it the first or one of the first or what's the history?
I don't know exactly. We've asked, but we've never found out. But it's
okay.
probably within the first 100.
Sure.
We've estimated. Now stores like ours probably are down to under 50 because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
corporate
that,
once again.
That.
they don't want their history.
Well, what,
which
just,
surprises me.
Right.
You go into a newer store and they have
yeah.
pictures of our stores,
yep.
but they don't want it.
Well, let's
you know?
Not focus
no,
on that.
No,
yeah.
no, that's negative.
I know.
Yeah. We want
but,
to be
I mean,
positive.
Right, exactly. I mean, you can't get a better hot dog than you can at the Moorhead Dairy Queen.
Barbecue.
I mean,
yeah, barbecue.
Right.
Hey, later,
barbecue.
If you're going to be around later on, I'm going to bring some of those over.
What is this?
Whoa.
What is this?
Why were you just saying that to Robbie?
Yeah. Abby here, too.
Yeah. Well, you all hear it. So.
Where was the dilly bar invented? Do you remember?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Yeah.
That
Let's
little
see.
Corner of 8th and Main?
Yeah, and I think there's a big dilly bar.
There
like a 16-foot dilly bar.
Whose idea was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I haven't figured that one
You're
out
You're not
yet.
Even pointing the finger at your wife?
No, because it was me.
I got
one of my great ideas.
I got to take a picture with them by the dilly bar.
Yes.
Nice.
Year. That was cool.
Yes. Yeah.
That was really cool.
It is kind of one of those things now that represents Moorhead, though. That's perfect.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
in 75 years.
Yeah.
I mean, the tradition of something good like that in what is a busy intersection,
mm-hmm.
and you've
Most
got
definitely.
Trains, you've got, and yet people are like, nope, I'm going. I mean, you drive by there on any given day, the lines
There's
are,
lines.
And yet it goes so fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we have fantastic coworkers that we've calculated by, at the end of the fence, to protect the kids running into the streets and stuff, we put up a fence in the spring and run all summer. But at the end of the fence to get to the front, usually it's about 15 minutes. And we call that our waiting list.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you see a line, you just, because people will stand in line or wait at a restaurant or whatever for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, you know, yeah, we have a line, but it's 15, 20 minutes.
Well, when I went up there last year, when we were over there,
mm-hmm.
I ordered a barbecue and a hot dog because I couldn't make up my mind. And I thought I'd only eat one. Then
you
I ate
both.
Yeah.
Of course
but,
you did.
Yeah. But there was a line. You know? And so I got up there and I'm like, okay, this is going to take a while. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, no.
I mean, I was, it was done.
Yeah, it's quick. We, right. what our goal is, when we see someone walking up, if they're, you know, at lunch hour, we try to limit the line as much as possible, but we try to, from their vehicle to when they get back in their vehicle, we want to take about as long as going through a drive-thru.
Well, it works.
And we give them a little exercise in the meantime.
Definitely does. So how long have you and your wife owned this DQ?
Diane and I, this is our 30th year.
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
You must like it. I mean, you must like it.
What? How many times, because you work so hard at it, I mean, how many times do you guys in the winter just...
Well, that comes about the end of October.
I bet. I mean, definitely. It's just like, wow. I mean, have you ever figured out how many hours a week you work there during the busy season?
Everybody thinks, oh, you guys get 4 months off. But actually, we're there. Like last year, we were there till into the first part of December because we did a new floor and some other things. We're always constantly doing something to keep it fresh and new. But we work a full year's time in 8 months because we're there pretty much 7 days a week.
I don't doubt it. I mean,
we put in our time.
Okay. Definitely. So people, you know, we talk about things like this and new people come and they've got to experience it. They've got to go. But what's it like on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis to see that person that loves it so much that they are just such a regular customer, that they kind of become part of the family?
Oh, we have pets that are part of the family.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of fun. And to know that they're coming back because they know what we do, and we do it as best as we possibly can.
Do you have to take their order?
No.
I mean, you can see them in line.
They'll park in the parking lot, and as they're walking up, we're getting it all ready. So
that Snicker Blizzard ready.
Exactly. And we'll get it ready. And that's where, you know, they'll get back to their store or their car as fast as possible.
Well, Abby's going to get mad at me if we don't do a little business here. You're gearing up for a huge miracle treat celebration. Tell people about this.
What it is, we have our miracle treat day in July, which is we raise money for Children's Hospital at Sanford. And we do a miracle treat. We've turned it into a miracle treat month. As you know, you guys have been over there. Mm-hmm. And besides that, we still are doing that. But this week is National Children's Miracle Network Week. And to coincide with that, and then with our 75th anniversary, I had a crazy idea again. We wanted to get more people involved, and the way that we figured this out is having an event where we are asking businesses, individuals, any type of person that would want to donate $550. All of that $550 goes to Sanford Children's Hospital.
Wow.
Because all the money that we raise goes to Sanford Children's Hospital. And with that, they will get 100 coupons that they can give out to anybody they want. If they want to give it to their coworkers, their customers.
Perfect promotion if you're a business.
Put a smile on someone's face.
It definitely is. Exactly. Yeah.
You see someone that looks like they're down, you know, go brighten their day. And we just figured this is a way that something different besides Miracle Tree Day that we could start now and really make an impact on this community. And what we're doing is to honor our 75th anniversary is we're asking for 75 people or businesses to try this and start
a business. I'd try this.
Yeah.
And
call upstairs.
I was going to say, we are a business.
Yeah, we are a business. Call
and
upstairs.
Cash.
Tell them we need one.
We kicked it off with Bell Bank. And they're on board. And then I'm putting a challenge out there to the satellites of Bell Bank because each one has their own president. Each one's kind of an individual bank. And I'm starting with them.
Oh, wow.
And then any other financial institution or any type of business. $550. I mean, people seem like they throw away $550 on anything. Here, you get something for your donation.
Right.
And you're helping.
Yes. And you're helping the kids. That's the thing, the way that I looked at it. It's a win for the people that are participating as far as buying the coupons. It's a win for whoever they give it to.
All right.
And then it's a win for the kids, because for $550, you could literally save a kid's life, you know, or you could buy something, you know, the money would go towards something that would help save their life.
Or at the darkest time in their life, put a smile on their face.
Exactly.
You know, and their family's face. I will say this, the difference between you and a lot of what we're talking about is if you go to my house, in my bedroom, everybody's got that junk drawer, right? Drawer where you put jewelry, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you open that drawer, and I can probably tell you 5 to 10 coupons at any given time in there I'm never going to use. You know, this one I would. This one, yeah. If somebody gave me this coupon and said, there, get yourself the Moorhead Dairy Queen. We think the world of you. Go use it. I'd
perfect.
Be there.
Perfect.
I'd put it to
And that's what we want. We want people to use them. On average, like you just said, on average, I've looked into this heavily, and on average, about 40% of coupons or any sort of discount or gift cards get used. So you're looking at 60% that don't. But like you say, you give them something like this, they're going to use it.
They'll use them.
And we want them to use it. We want them to come and experience what we do.
Yeah. All right. Stick around. We've got to take a break. It's called an ice cream break here on News and Views. We'll be back with some more great news. We'll talk about what it means to be going into the new year as well. Right after this on News and Views. Abby, you're working us like a horse, Troy DeLeon and I.
I know. We just want to eat the ice cream.
I mean, I went into the newsroom with one of the blizzards.
Yeah.
I got tackled on the way out. Don Haney, who you wouldn't think is still as quick, grabbed my leg and said, where's the other one?
Right. No, yeah. I can see that. And I mean, Ryan Jahnke, I mean.
Ryan, that didn't surprise me. He looks like a quick guy.
Right. And I mean, he tore that ACL.
Dancing.
He'd be willing to tear another one for blizzards.
He did it dancing. I'm not kidding.
But he'd be willing to tear an ACL again if blizzards were on the line.
Wasn't even a poke.
Oh, yeah. He gave the thumbs up. He'd do it.
Now, I have to tell you, Troy, this promotion you have, tell them one more time, businesses, whatever, if they invest $550, what they're going to get.
They're going to get 100 small Blizzard coupons that they can give to anybody that they want. And then that $550 is going to be donated to Children's Hospital at Sanford 100%.
That's just amazing. Somebody said, Joel, suggest placing a plate on the Dilly Bar, the birthplace of the Dilly Bar. My mom grew up about 4 blocks north. She was 9 when it opened. My mom just had another sundae for 75th year as a customer.
Wow.
Oh,
that's impressive.
That. Yeah.
We have had, we did have one young lady. She was 103 years old, I think, that used to own a Dairy Queen. And she was at down the street at the home down there, and she wanted to come and make a cone. Oh. And she hadn't worked there at a store for years. They used to own one. I think it was up Thief River Falls or somewhere up north. And she came in and made the most beautiful cone.
Oh, really?
And it's that just made her
she
day.
Still had game.
Oh, she still had it. It was truly amazing.
And then she applied for a job.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's
after.
Right. Definitely.
All right. So we only have a window here. We got about another 50 seconds. Tell people what you want them to do.
We want you to either call us at 218-233-3221 at the Dairy Queen and ask for Troy or Diane. And give us your information, and we will get the coupons out to you as quick as possible. And like I say, it's makes you feel good. It makes the recipient feel good, and it's going to help some kids.
And the coupon is for a blizzard.
For a blizzard, definitely.
Yep. And we just tried some.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I would recommend getting those coupons.
Yeah, I think we can vouch for that. Yep. Absolutely. And what a great gift. What a great giveaway for your business. And it all goes to the Sanford Children's Hospital.
Yes, definitely.
That's what's so cool. I've done radio from there. I've seen the faces. I've talked to the parents. We are so proud to be involved with them as well. You got a great business. It's ours. It's America's Dairy Queen.